Friends, this chapter specifically we are dealing with due diligence and due diligence process. In merger and acquisitions, this plays a very important role. Due diligence plays a very important role because it is a preliminary and post-merger requirement also. This due diligence plays a very vital role. So, our objective to discuss this chapter is to understand the concept and the scope of the due diligence in merger and acquisition transactions, identify the types of due diligence, then examine the role of Indian regulators or regular regulations, evaluate the red flag and risk, and finally analyze the limitations and due diligence and they understand why it may fail despite the rigorous process. There are various topics covered under our presentations, small topics like due diligence, need for due diligence, what does the due diligence involve, transaction requiring due diligence, people involved in the due diligence, who is interested in the due diligence, steps in due diligence, types of due diligence, goals and IP due diligence, conducting this due diligence effectively, then patent, trademarks, copyrights, as well as the trade secrets, information technology, due diligence in litigation analysis, etc. There are several topics in this. But in shortly, we are going to discuss this, very shortly. Okay. Because elaborately, if we'll try to discuss, it will take a very long time. So, we will discuss in very short. Introduction is which is already done. But for the purpose of this chapter, the due diligence introduction consists of what the due diligence and means. And due diligence is not only used for validating the information provided by the seller or buyer, but also identify the hidden risk also, liabilities also, opportunities that can influence the valuation. So many other factors are also there in the process of due diligence. So process assumes even a greater importance due diligence in the country's complex regulatory landscape. Integrated risk assessment and decision-making tool that directly influences the negotiation strategy. Then the valuation adjustment, etc., deal structuring, that comes under due diligence because due diligence at those stages is very important. By conducting thorough due diligence, the acquirer of target company avoids unforeseen liabilities, protects shareholders' interest, and builds a foundation for sustainable energy realization. Now, what is the definition of the due diligence? Due diligence in the context of merger and acquisition is defined as the structured process of collecting, analyzing, and verifying all the relevant information about the target company in order to assess its value, risk, and future prospect. Its scope is depending upon the nature of transaction, the size of deal, then characteristic of industry and regulatory environment. Broadly, it encompasses financial due diligence, where examination of revenue stream, cost structure, profitability, working capital cycle, debt obligations, and contingent liabilities are getting validated. Then tax due diligence also, it has a direct tax exposure and indirect tax exposure also taken into consideration. Legal and regulatory due diligence is considering the review of corporate record, contract licenses, permits, and statutory compliances. Similarly, the competition and antitrust due diligence, wherein there is the checking whether the transaction is triggering CCI filing threshold, and of the assets turnover or deal value or threshold introduction in 2024. Intellectual property and information technology due diligence consist of validation of ownership, registration, and enforceability of the parents, trademarks, copyrights, and trade secrets. Human resources and labor due diligence encompasses the employment contract, union issues, and compliance with the provident fund gratuity or POSH laws. Environmental, social, and governance, that is ESG due diligence, consists of review of environmental permits, compliance with pollution control norms, and the social responsibility obligations. Operational and commercial due diligence consists of supply chain dependencies, vendor concentration, then customer contracts, and the business continuity risk. Similarly, for the litigation and dispute due diligence, there will be pending or threatened litigation, arbitration, and regulatory proceedings are looked into. Then cross-border due diligence, it complies under cross-border due diligence. It covers the compliance with the FEMA and RBI regulations for the foreign direct investment, outward direct investment, that is OFDI and ODI, and its reporting obligations. Now, these are the areas where the due diligence is required and what it covers that we have seen. Now, whether it is need, whether need for due diligence, why there is a need for due diligence? Need for due diligence is required for the various reasons. One, for the risk identification and mitigation, which helps to identify financial risk. Then accurate valuation of the target. Due diligence provides a realistic assessment of the target's assets, liability, cash flow, and growth potential. Okay. Number three, regulatory and legal compliance. In India, merger and acquisition deals often requires approval from various authorities like SEBI, RBI, CCI, NCLT, etc. For cross-border transaction, it ensures the compliance with FEMA, FDI policy, and sectoral clearance. Verification of representation and warranties. Here, the seller provides the representation and warranties regarding the state of their business. In assessment and strategic fit for synergies, while taking due diligence, it helps to identify the potential synergy, which is a cost saving, market expansion, technology integration. Then there will be a protection against the fraud and misrepresentation, where it prevents the falling prey to the accounting frauds, misstatements, or concealed liabilities. Due diligence ensuring the post-merger integration success, because it identifies the system, processes, people that may cause the friction of the post-merger. Negotiation leverage, it is a well-documented due diligence finding the strengthened buyer's position during the negotiation. Investors' confidence and stakeholders' assurance. Under this, due diligence provides the assurance to the shareholders, lenders, regulators, employees, but the robustness of the transaction. Then avoiding the deal failure and litigation with proper due diligence, it reduces the risk of post-closing dispute, shareholder activism, and regulatory intervention. The process we understand. Why due diligence is required also we understood. Now, what does this due diligence involve? What is involved in the due diligence process? In the due diligence process is a very comprehensive because it is a multidimensional investigation into aspects of the target companies prior to acquisition, merger, or investment. It goes beyond the financial analysis and covers the legal and operational, regulatory, human, technological, and cultural aspects of the business. Now, what it covers? Number one, it covers financial due diligence. It examines the accuracy and reliability of the financial statements. Number two, in legal regulatory due diligence, it verifies the corporate structure, incorporation document, and compliance with the Companies Act 2013. It confirms FEMA and SEBI LODR regulations also. Now, in tax due diligence, there will be under due diligence, reviews of the compliance and direct and indirect tax laws will be taken. Operational due diligence, due diligence analyzes the supply chain resilience, production capacity, procurement practices, and vendor reliability. Human resource and cultural due diligence, it consists of reviews, organizational structure, employment contract, compensation of the employment benefit. It identifies the key talent retention issues. Then, under intellectual property, IP, due diligence, it verifies the ownership and enforceability of the patent, trademark, and copyright trade secrets and licenses. Information technology and cybersecurity due diligence, when we are undertaking, it covers the IT system, software license, ERP platform, and data infrastructure. Environmental social governance due diligence takes care of review of compliance with environmental law, sustainability obligations, and CSR requirement. Litigation and contingent liabilities. Due diligence examines ongoing and potential litigation risk, and it evaluates the contingent liability and likely financial exposures. Commercial and market due diligence, when we are taking that time, it validates the assumptions about the market size, customer base, competition, and industry outlook. Reputational due diligence, it covers, investigates ethical practices, corporate governance record, and dealing with the stakeholders. Synergy and integration assessment consists of, it evaluates the potential cost of revenue synergy. Now, what is covered under due diligence that we have seen? Now we'll see the transaction which requires the due diligence. What type of transaction requires due diligence? Merger and acquisition transactions. Acquirer investigate the targets, financial health, contract liability, legal compliance, and operational performance. Then private equity, PE, or venture capital, VC investment. Here, investor conduct detailed due diligence and startup or growth stage compliance, growth stage companies before funding is required to evaluate it. Joint venture and strategic alliance, when it is taking place, that time due diligence verifies the financial strength, governance practices, and cultural fit of the potential partner. Similar manner, initial public offer, that is IPO, and the capital market transaction, it covers before going to the public, companies undergo the legal, financial, and compliance due diligence to prepare a draft red herring prospectus. Then debt financing and syndicated loans. Banks and financial institutions conduct the due diligence before sanctioning the large loan project finance. Then distressed asset acquisition and insolvency cases. Buyers of the stressed companies under the insolvency and the bankruptcy code, IBC code, perform the rigorous due diligence. In real estate and infrastructure transaction, buyers and lenders verify the title deed, encumbrances, land use approval, land use approvals, then environmental clearance and project licenses. In cross-border transactions, the foreign investors and multinational companies must examine the FEMA and RBI rules and regulation, tax treaties, transfer pricing, and repatriation of the profit, sectoral restrictions, etc. licensing and technology transfer and franchise agreement while doing it, due diligence confirms the ownership of intellectual property and enforceability contract. Similarly, for the regulatory and compliance transactions, companies often faces the due diligence in regulatory review, government audits, or compliance certification. Under ESG-linked investment and the green financing, with the rise of sustainable finance, investors perform the environmental and social due diligence. Now, people. Now, we know under what type of transaction due diligence is required. Now, we'll see those people who are involved in the due diligence process, whose interest is there to involve in the due diligence process, who requires it. Due diligence is multidisciplinary exercise that everybody is agree. Okay. And this is done through the expertise of multiple professionals. So the people who are involved depend upon the type of transactions of merger or acquisition, IBO, JV, loan syndication, etc. But generally it includes the internal team of the buyer or investor, as well as the external advisor also. So those who are involved in the process of due diligence consist of, number one, acquirer or investor's team, senior management, deal sponsor, board of director or investment committee. Internal functional experts consist of the finance, account team, legal compliance team and HR people team, IT data security team, operational supply chain experts, then external advisors and specialists, which consist of investment banker, merger and acquisition advisors, auditors and chartered accountants, law firms, corporate lawyers, consultant and sector specialists, as well as valuers and forensic experts are also involved in the due diligence process. They require it because their interest is there in any of these type of the transactions. Now, regulatory authorities, where there is an indirect role. Due diligence is an internal process. Generally, investor or buyer company undertakes that. But there is a regulatory authority who directs to undertake the regulatory due diligence. So, while regulators are not the team members, but their oversight requires the compliance. So, the due diligence with compliance expectation is expected by SEBI, mandates due diligence in IPO. RBI ensures the compliance of the FDI, NBFC acquisition and banking deals. CCI, that is Competition Commission of India, requires the pre-merger filing and the competition and competitive impact analysis. And NCLT oversees insolvency and restructuring transactions. Target companies representative, target companies management team, or company secretary, or CFO, or finance or controller are also forming the part of this due diligence process. Now, those interested in due diligence, who interested in due diligence? Acquiring company, investor, primary stakeholder in the process. Then target company has a direct interest in how due diligence portrays the financial performance of the legal compliance and the market standing. Then shareholders of the acquirer and the target. The shareholders are definitely interested in due diligence, which consists of acquirer shareholders as well as target shareholders. Then regulators and statutory authorities, which consist of SEBI, RBI, CCI, NCLT and BBBI. Then financial institutions and lenders are also interested in due diligence because banks and financial institutions assesses the due diligence report before financing acquisition. Employees and trade unions are also interested to know the due diligence of the acquirer and target are indirectly interested. Customers and suppliers interested in continuity of service and fulfillment of the contract. Similar manner, legal and tax advisors, as well as competitors and market analysts, they are interested in this due diligence. The steps in due diligence are deal life cycle view. This is a life cycle. This is the cycle which is provided, or this is the diagrammatic view which we have given here. One is the scoping of hypothesis, then data room steps, then document review and management questions and answers. Then it is followed by the red flag monitoring. Then there will be a deep dive into the analysis of triggering regulations, then synthesis, then sign and close up deals, as well as bring down the DD, that is due diligence process, that is pre-closure. This you can very well see it and compare it with what explanation is given in the next slide. Step 1 is a preliminary assessment. Step 2 is information gathering. Step 3 is analysis and verification. Right? Step 4 is risk identification and red flag reporting. Okay. Step 5 is a detailed due diligence report. Step 6 will be negotiation and structuring. Step 7 will be regulatory approval and compliance. Step 8 will be deal closing and integration. And step 9 will be post-deal monitoring. So this step with its objectives are provided. You may please go through this, compare with the structure which is provided or diagrammatic view which is provided, and make up and also refer to the particular chapter which gives the complete process flow. Then types of due diligence, India specific. Now financial due diligence. Its objective is to assess the financial health, sustainability and accuracy of the target financial. Legal due diligence covers, its objective is to identify the legal risk and assess the compliance with the statutory and regulatory framework. Now, tax due diligence consists of their objective is to examine the tax compliance and identify the direct indirect tax exposure. Now, regulatory due diligence objective is to confirm the compliance with the India's sector-specific and competition law. The operational due diligence objective is to evaluate day-to-day functioning, efficiency, and the business viability. Similar manner, commercial and business due diligence objective is to test the strategic rationale and the future business prospects. Environmental, social, and governance. This due diligence objective is to assess the sustainability, CSR obligations, and ethical compliance. Intellectual property due diligence objective is to protect the intangible assets critical for valuation. And human resource due diligence objective is to evaluate the workforce quality, stability, and liability. IT and cybersecurity due diligence objective is to ensure the technology assets are robust, secure, and scalable. And cultural due diligence objective is to assess the compatibility of the corporate culture, especially in cross-border or family-run acquisitions.